This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. During a heated back and forth between President Trump, Vice President Vance, and Volodymyr Zelensky, they scold Ukraine's president for being disrespectful when it comes to the nature of U.S. support for Ukraine and whether Zelensky has shown enough gratitude. A minerals deal they were to sign was called off, Trump later saying.
He's got to say, I want to make peace. He doesn't have to stand there and say about Putin this, Putin that, all negative things. He's got to say, I want to make peace.
Zelensky tells Fox News in order for agreeing to a ceasefire, he wants security guarantees.
We have to be very honest and we have to be very direct to understand each other because it's very, for us, very necessary to President Trump. And I'm with all respect that he wants to finish this war, but nobody wants to finish more than we.
CBS's MTS Taieb in Kyiv with Ukrainian reaction to the Oval Office exchange.
When Ukrainian news channels reported on the volatile exchange at the Oval Office, the war-battered country almost immediately rallied around their leader. Snap online polls found at least two-thirds of Ukrainians supported Zelensky.
Some federal workers are expected to receive another email asking them to detail five things they accomplished in the past week. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
CBS News has learned that this second email will come from individual federal agencies and not OPM. We are also told that each agency will decide how long their workforces have to respond and the consequences if they don't comply.
While the causes of death for actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy are still not known, Santa Fe County Sheriff Adon Mendoza says they have narrowed down when Hackman possibly died. His pacemaker last showed activity on February 17th. Sheriff Mendoza adding,
in this case, it seems like we're doing a reverse timeline. We're doing a timeline from the time of death and the autopsy and the results, and we're going to start working our way backwards.
Authorities say the couple tested negative for carbon monoxide poisoning. Pope Francis hits a setback when a coughing fit requires medical intervention after he inhaled vomit. CBS's Chris Livesay in Rome.
Medical experts tell me that when the stomach acid is on the lungs, it's like a chemical burn. So a very, very serious setback for the pontiff already suffering from double pneumonia.
Pope Francis has been in the hospital for 2 weeks. 9 days after announcing her hiring, USA Swimming Now says that Delaware Athletic Director Chrissy Raywalk will not assume the role as CEO and president because of unforeseen personal circumstances that they learned about late this week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast. From the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dodger star Shohei Ohtani hits a solo homer in his first spring at bat as he returns from off-season shoulder surgery. A small Alabama city has been roiled by accusations that the local police department has a rampant culture of corruption.
The residents of Hansville, Alabama, packed a city council meeting for a polarized debate over whether to disband the town's police department altogether. Katie Marie Whitley is former mayor of the town of 3,000 people.
How do I feel about it? I'm ashamed that it's happened. I'm of a shame that we didn't have more leadership down here.
The mayor of Hattiesville placed the entire police force on administrative leave last week after a grand jury indicted four officers and the police chief on a variety of charges related to evidence tampering. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
South Korean police are pushing to summon and investigate a Japanese woman for allegedly kissing Jin, a member of the K-pop supergroup BTS, without consent, during a free hug event last year. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a flurry tonight, and windy with a low in the upper teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow. Colder, though. Highs in the upper 20s, but to the mid-30s Sunday. Mild to start next week with a chance of showers. Highs well into the 40s Monday, Tuesday. It's 39 right now.
But I love you still. I need you.
I need you
more than anyone does. I do what need you so.
The county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine and natural sight.
For 98 years, you're home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Is chronic pain consuming all your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center offers FDA-cleared spinal decompression therapy, non-surgical treatments that gently stretch the spine, relieve pressure, and promote recovery. Stop hurting and start healing. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Stop by the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Golf Avenue or meet the team at the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo March 1st and 2nd at Festival Hall. Racine Disc Center, where you go to get your life back.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Badgers.
Beats Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Please.
It is Faze, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
W-R-J-N. You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey, I've changed my mind. This love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Mmm. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love the sugar. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twitch on my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing.
Singing.
We walked on to my door. together nearly every single day singing.
Local news, and now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom, and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. Give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it could grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door. But that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are. And not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Stop.
On, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. We'll be right back.
tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Bro. you're lonely now. Love's coming to an end, but darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. No rare earths minerals deal was signed at the White House today because Ukraine's president had a heated exchange with President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance. For a ceasefire with Russia's president, Volodymyr Zelensky wants security guarantees. Trump saying after the exchange,
it didn't work out exactly great from his standpoint. I think he very much overplayed his hand.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports the two leaders have a shared history.
Both TV stars before being elected presidents. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky was at the center of President Trump's first impeachment. He was accused of asking Zelensky to investigate unproven claims of fraud committed by Hunter Biden. It's something Trump referenced.
Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam.
Trump has more recently called Zelensky a dictator and falsely accused Ukraine of starting the war with Russia.
Zelensky tells Fox News it's difficult for Ukraine to hold off Russia without the U.S. and declines to apologize for the argument with President Trump. Pope Francis, after a coughing fit, needed medical intervention after he inhaled vomit today. CBS's Chris Livesay.
We're told by the Vatican sources that this is not as serious as that prolonged respiratory crisis that he suffered on Saturday, which required high flow oxygen and blood transfusions. Nevertheless, it does complicate his ability to process oxygen. We're told by the same Vatican sources that we won't know for another 24 or 48 hours exactly how serious the medical picture is. Chris Lipsay, CBS News, Rome.
Santa Fe, New Mexico authorities say late actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy both tested negative for carbon monoxide poisoning. CBS's Karen Waugh says of the death investigation,
officials also got their cell phones as well as a planner and their medical records as well. So they're going to be piecing together an exact timeline in reverse as to what exactly happened. This investigation, of course, being made a lot harder by the fact that a couple did not have any surveillance cameras inside or outside their home. But just overall, a very tragic situation as we wait for that autopsy and those toxicology reports to be released in a few weeks.
A small Alabama city has been roiled by accusations that the police department has a rampant culture of corruption. The residents of Hansville, including Janice Shelton, flooded the city council for a debate over whether to disband the department altogether.
There's a lot of people upset. Get a new chief in. Get some officers in here to do a great job.
Hansville's mayor placed the entire police force on administrative leave last week after several were indicted on various charges. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.